From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Voters in California were alternately entertained and dismayed by last night's recall debate in Sacramento. The debate featured the five leading candidates seeking to replace Governor Gray Davis if he's voted out. Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger appeared in his first and probably only debate before Election Day. Many voters said they were pleased with the exercise in democracy and found the exchanges substantive. Others were annoyed by insults and interruptions. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
Outside a small cafe in Manhattan Beach, just blocks from the ocean, this group of 12 friends meets for coffee almost every day. Some are retired, one is an accountant, another in property management. Almost all are Republicans. The victor last night, says Sherry Sidney, was hands down Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think he has the best chance of winning. I just want to see Gray Davis out. Somebody else in.
Schwarzenegger gets the most votes in the group, but Annabelle Miranda says her decision wasn't really based on his performance last night.
I just feel he has no financial gain out of this thing compared to most of them, because he doesn't have to be a governor to enrich himself.
I just hope he has sense enough, if he's the one that's elected, to surround himself with brains and wisdom and make it work, not just try to be a lone ranger.
Patty Garrity says she didn't like all the bickering in the debate and says she'll vote for Schwarzenegger reluctantly. Andrew Shattuck says, unfortunately, he agrees.
I only saw 10 minutes of the debate, and I looked at the people there, and I didn't see anybody who has any plan on the table to deal with the budget. So I was disgusted.
Overall, Schwarzenegger did well with the crowd in Manhattan Beach, but it was a different story last night across town in a standing-room-only classroom at East LA's Community College. Some 50 students, mostly young Latinos and Asians, jostle for seats. The well-worn TV on top of a double-decker cart doesn't pick up the signal very well, so a small radio tuned to a local station is plugged in. The sound is out of sync with the fuzzy reception, but the audience, mostly supporters of Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, frequently applaud the only major Democrat in the race, especially when he talks about helping out community college students like themselves.
We put 123,000 community college students back into our colleges. And we
18-year-old Daniel Salazar says he likes what Green Party candidate Peter Camejo had to say, but it's Bustamante who hit the issues that matter most to him.
Bustamante talked about the community colleges, how he would change the budget, how he has the tough love kind of thing, which kind of makes me happier.
Other students say they're leaning toward conservative State Senator Tom McClintock because his repeal of the car tax will help them out during these difficult economic times. But pocketbook issues aren't motivating a group of guys watching the debate, taped delayed on their TiVo machine at a friend's house in the Silver Lake neighborhood.
Arnold's doing a really good job of taking control of this debate. It's not about, I've got the best plan for the economy.
Of course he's the best one. He's playing his perfect role, the Terminator. That's
exactly
all he knows how to do.
Which is great.
Most work behind the scenes in the entertainment industry, like 31-year-old John O. Golding, who sports a tattoo of Abraham Lincoln on one arm and Adam Smith on the other. He enjoys watching Schwarzenegger, but says he isn't really impressed with any of the candidates. Gary Rosen, a writer for MTV, agrees and says the back-and-forth sparring and lackluster performances only seem to serve Governor Gray Davis in the end.
While these candidates were all attacking each other and kind of saying what they would do, nobody could really make the directed argument against Davis. I think Davis may be a winner here.
And David Lawson, a digital effects artist at DreamWorks, says he really didn't get that much out of the debate. And like all the guys here, the question remains open on who to vote for.
I came into this debate thinking, by all means, the Democratic status quo says that I'll vote for Cruz Bustamante. That's a fine question, and I have another 2 weeks to make up my mind.
Well, actually, just 12 days left. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.